tell me your connection, your familial connection with Barack Obama.
Well, our family connection is very distant, but it's a unique opportunity to be able to say you share the same lineage as the president. Our ancestry is shared back through a marriage of the Healy's and the Kearney family in 1761. And that Sarah Healy would be five greats of a grandmother to President Barack Obama. So that's where our connection comes in, and it seemingly works out that we'd be eighth cousins with President Obama.
What does it mean to the family, and you in particular?
I don't know. I still think it's sort of surreal, you know, to be able to say you have some connections with the President of the United States, the most powerful man in the world. It's surreal. The family, we've taken it in our stride. When we heard it first, when the story broke first, nobody knew who Barack Obama was. He was still an unknown senator that was seeking the Democratic nomination. You know, it's 4 years ago when this story broke here in Moneygall, and we followed it with immense pride right up into the election, and the village is totally delighted and thrilled with the connection and the impending visit of the president.
I'm standing outside Temple Harry Parish Church. It's an Anglican church, and it contains the records of Obama's ancestors. It's a short drive outside of the village of Moneygall in the quiet countryside of County Offaly, and right beside the wall of the church is a mounted plaque detailing President Barack Obama, the Moneygall connection. And it shows us the Obama-Kearney family tree, his ancestors who came from this part of Ireland. It's a lovely old church on a quiet spring day, but in a couple of months' time it will be a focus for global media attention. It's hard to believe this quiet corner of Ireland was once the place of worship of Obama's ancestors. Well, here I am in the Church of Ireland, Church of Temple Harry, which is a couple of kilometres outside Moneygall, and I'm with the Reverend
Stephen Neal.
And Reverend Neal, what's the Obama connection here?
Well, Barack Obama's third great-grandfather, Fulmuth Kearney, left from this parish for America, and he was the closest of the Irish-born Kearney family to Barack Obama, and there are a number of his family still living here in the parish, various cousins, Healy's and Donovan's, plenty of them, hundreds of them actually, they're coming out of the woodwork at the moment, but certainly there is both a living connection and a historic connection with Barack Obama's family.
And this church has been open since 1800, and I believe it's getting a revamp because of the visit.
It is indeed. One of the national paint companies, Dulux Paints, is painting the entire village and is also extending that remit to the two churches, Temple Harry Church of Ireland that we're standing in, and the Roman Catholic Church in Moneygall are going to be totally redecorated. So we're delighted at this opportunity.
No, I mean, you have some records which sort of trace the antecedents, is that right?
That's right. We have baptismal records here that I have with me today, which were identified after I received a phone call back in, I suppose, April 2007, asking me to trace up Kearney relatives. And I went through our records, and lo and behold, I found what they were looking for, and then it transpired that these records were linked with Barack Obama, who at the time was just announcing his campaign for the Democratic nomination.
So, on these pews in this very church, his ancestors.
Absolutely, yeah. His family worshipped here on a regular basis, would have come here for baptisms, weddings, Sunday worship, Sunday school. And, you know, this would have been a very central part of their life, to be honest. I suppose at that time, church was even more than it is today. It was a much more central part of people's lives, and certainly it would have been a central part of their lives.
Reverend, tell me, do you hope if he comes, he'll come and visit this historic connection?
The indications from the embassy are all very positive. They have already been out to the church. They've done a draft itinerary, and they've included this on that draft itinerary. So we're hopeful that when the White House have a look at it, that they will include the church in the itinerary for the visit. And I look forward to showing the president around the church and also showing him the records of his ancestors.
Well, I'm here in Ollie's Bar with the proprietor, isn't that right? Our co-proprietor?
Yeah, Ollie Hayes.
Ollie Hayes. Ollie, you've just got a sculpted bust of Obama at the bar. It's just arrived, hasn't it, recently?
Yeah.
So it's all things Obama.
It's all Obama now, anyway, for the next, for the near future, anyway. So, yeah, great excitement. This all started in May 2007 with the news of this unknown senator who was. Had relations here in Moneygall, and now he's like president of the United States, and he's actually coming here. So it's like mad, like, you know, it's just hard to take it all in.
Do you think you'll be pulling him a pint in May?
I'm nearly sure. Most presidents that have come here have had a pint traditionally in the local pub, and so I expect he will have a pint. Yeah, no, I have no doubt about that.